It is so good to be back. Welcome back. The city, our state, is growing alongside of all of you. And I think about when this all started here in Indianapolis and where we are today, thinking about hosting, Indy 500s every year and hosting Final Fours and soon to be hosting an NBA All-Star game here and hosting a National College Football Championship. But the reason why this is such a special time and one of my favorite times of the year is because we are once again hosting the National FFA Convention, and I just love seeing so many of America's next generation leaders all in one place and all in our home state. Welcome. We are so proud of everything that you are about and stand for, the way you go about your lives. Now, like I said, we're glad that you're here, obviously, for what you'll take with you and what you bring to your respective states, and for all your hard work, for all your dedication. We're just so proud of that, and we're proud of your character. Obviously, folks are looking towards you each and every day, and to have you here in the heart of the heartland, looking and always leaning forward and leading into that future. This is a special time for us, as I said. You know, I also earlier this year had the incredible opportunity to lead a delegation of mostly Hoosiers in ag, by sci. I just learned that in the Blue Room, by the way, ag by sci. Cool term. Over to Israel, the innovation nation. Obviously, we have much in common, have our differences as well, but so much in common and so much to learn from one another. We had our director of our Department of Agriculture, Bruce Kettler. We had Beth Bechtel, who is running Agrinovis, with us, and it was just astonishing. I mean, you're living this every single day, but it was astonishing for me to see all the advancements that are being made at hyperspeed in this uber-competitive world on such an important topic and issue of not just the day, but of the decade. And these advancements are being made on a, obviously, daily basis in this very field, no pun intended. But, you know, this has been true for all of us here in Indiana and in your states. It's been true for us and us Hoosiers for over 200 years. It's been, agriculture has been our calling card since the very beginning. But then to be over in Israel, where they've been at this for, about a little over 4,000 years, you know, give or take a few, sharing those best practices and sharing all those lessons learned was truly inspiring. And what you're all about and what leads me to be so excited about these annual assemblies and conventions. And it just shows that, you know, whether you're here at home or whether you're somewhere around the world, what you can do when you come together, and it just always comes back to agriculture. And rightfully so, obviously, by just the law of necessity, is just one of the most important fields to pioneer well into the future. And you're part of it, which leads me to my excitement for all the opportunity that lies ahead for each and every one of you in ag bio sci, in this area where we have to get better, and we're reliant on, thankfully, folks that are in this arena and scattered all over our state right now. These high wage, high demand, high tech opportunities, these cool careers that you'll be a part of. And I just want to say just one more thing. There's a lot of people counting on you, and there's a lot of people waiting on you, and I include myself in that. I am waiting on you to make those next discoveries and to make that, perfect that next product or create that next opportunity for your home communities and for communities scattered all over the world. And I'm just so confident that not just this inspiration, but what comes from it is going to make this place better every single day hereafter. Thank you all for the way you do it. Thank you for what you do. And I am so excited about the days and years ahead. We want you here forever, by the way. Thank you all very much. Thank you.
Following his address, FFA Today convention correspondent Corinne LaRue caught up with the governor to get his thoughts on this year's theme, Just One.
Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb stopped by to say hi and offer a few words of advice. When I interviewed him, he was able to tell me what he thought about this year's convention theme.
Well, it's absolutely true. It's spot on. It's you never know sometimes what one experience or what one interaction or what one cause, where that will lead to. But, you know, having the benefit of a little wisdom and experience throughout life, when you look back, it's always those, just that one connection or that one purpose and that one cause that opens up a vast field of opportunity. And so I think it's the perfect theme because we're living in a world right now where we have a lot of demands. How do we most basically feed the world? And this convention focused on, and by the way, the corporate sector has figured this out as well. They're here in mass, in force. And so when you think about the 67,000 FFA members who are here representing their states, plus the corporate sector here, that synergy is pretty special. And then having a just one theme and purpose is explosive in a good way.
For FFA Today, I'm Corinne LaRue.